Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Crown Talking Drum, and the views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the hosts, guests, and callers. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, hosts, or advertisers. Thank you for listening to Crown Talking Drum.
Good afternoon. This is Thalitha Williams.
Good evening. And welcome to Ambassador for Christ. Your host this evening, Deacon Wes Armstrong. We thank God for another opportunity to come before you, to join you this evening. Welcome to all. We give God the grace, praise, we glorify his name. Had it not been for him, we would not be here this evening. And I'm going to start the program here with a prayer. I'm going to start with a prayer for the sick and the afflicted, the lost. Pray for the military. We're going to pray for God's people. We're going to pray for the power authorities, the governments of the world, the governors and the police chiefs and the district attorneys and the Congress members and the House of Representative members. We're going to pray for our neighbors on our side. We're going to pray for ourselves, as we should. We're going to pray that God will use us this life, in our life, in this world, to do his will. Most High God in heaven and on earth and underneath the earth, we honor you. Truly thank you, God, for another opportunity, another chance, another day to get it right. Thank you for rising us up this morning, seeing us throughout the day, holding us up, Father God, as we go through with laughter, sorrow, pain, joy, humbleness, humility, mercy. We thank you, God, for grace. We thank you, God, for allowing us once again to do it better today than we did yesterday, to step up, to reach higher, to hold our head up, to look up, because you are our creator, our redeemer, our sustainer, and you are our judge, God. And we truly thank you for those listening this evening. Thank you for those that are listening by way of computer and telephone. Thank you for the comments, Father God. We thank you for the conversation. We thank you for you being God, because there is none other. We thank you for allowing us once again, God, the time that we have, helping us to do it right, to help the next man in line best we know how, to reach out, lift up that next person, Father God, that needs a hand, keeping our mind clear, God, having it stayed on you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, let's get started here. Boom. All righty. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. I put something out on Facebook, and I try to have a little topic every week going on. Not a whole lot, just a little something, and we join in with comments, and we join in with suggestions. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Miss Margaret. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Are you doing well?
Oh, yes, I'm doing good. God is so good to be at. I'm trying to give you a praise.
Yes, yes, all the time, all the time. Thanks again for joining us this evening. Thanks.
Yes.
Good evening to our other listeners. The mics are open if you have, if you'd like to give a salutation. If not, I'll continue. Okay. All righty. Let's get this thing moving here. All right. Okay. I put out there, I believe it was Ecclesiastes 1 and 9. It was just something that comes to me, and it's not that I'm studying on this thing for the longest. God, he gives me a little something to put out there and speak on and to get other people involved. What is their take on this Ecclesiastes 1 and 9? does it relate to you? Our time in the world, even though this was written, let's say, they call it the Old Testament, I believe it applies to us all. I truly believe it applies to all of us, and not just some who takes it, you know, just listens to the preacher, what he's saying, and not read it for themselves or to meditate on it or to research it. We're going to do that real quick here. All right, Ecclesiastes, first chapter, ninth verse. First chapter, ninth verse, especially the last line of it. Okay, Ecclesiastes 1 and 9. The thing that hath been, I'm sorry, King James Version, y'all. I'm sorry, King James Version. And then I can read it out my NIV. Okay, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. And that last line, that's going to be the particular line in this scripture here, that line which says, and there is no new thing under the sun. Okay? Now, we're trying to keep this scriptural. So we'll do it like this. In the beginning, you know, I believe the word is true. I believe it's true. But we have to break it down and get an understanding for ourselves. I believe the word is true and that in the beginning, God, he created the heaven and earth. And in the beginning, he put two lights in the sky, the sun and the moon. The sun for the day and the moon for the night. And like I said, this last line, and there is no new thing under the sun. So everything that's been has been here already. The sun's been there from the beginning. Okay? All right. I'm going to read that out of the NIV version. Okay? Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. Okay? What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new under the sun. It may be new in our generation, new in our time, new to us, because we've never experienced this before in our lifetime. But and the word says there's nothing new under the sun. So even from back in the garden, in the beginning in the garden, where Adam, he gave up. Oh, God. He gave up possession. He gave up the possession of the earth. Okay, this is where I believe the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life began when his wife offered him fruit that he shouldn't have been eating, but see, the law was given to him and not to the wife. So there was no change when the wife ate it, but when Adam ate of that fruit, things changed. Their eyes were opened. That lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, it has advanced through the years and the generations, the centuries. It's gotten to the point to where the love of many has waxed cold. You know, people are not looking out for each other. They're looking out for themselves. They want it all for themselves. They want to do what they want to do, how they want to do it. And there should be no consequence or anything, no drawback or none of that stuff. But nothing new under the sun, okay? All right. Adam and Eve, Adam, he knew his wife, and she conceived and had a child named Cain, okay? And Adam knew his wife again, and his wife conceived and had another son named Abel, right? Okay, now, these are like little stories of the Bible. You know, we remember just about all of them. But this one here in particular, as I said, the scripture, there's nothing new under the sun, y'all. So all these murders and killings and whatever, they started then. The first two, I'm sure they had age on them, but the first two children that were born, the first two children, because Adam, he was born a man. God created him. He was a man. You know, he didn't grow up as a boy. And Eve, the same. So Eve conceived and had these two boys, and as they grew up, you know, jealousy, it just come, you know. Evil was present, and the jealousy was there, and one didn't like the other. You know, he was jealous. His offering, more or less, may have been better than his. His came from the ground, and see, God had cursed the ground. He cursed the ground for his father's sake, you know. But he became jealous. He killed his brother. He didn't. It seems as though he didn't think twice about it, because he said, "Am I my brother's keeper? Am I?" Let's say for me right now, am I my brother's keeper? I ought to be. I ought to be. No man is an island. I can't do this by myself. I can't live here by myself. I have to have some type of contact, communication with other humans. But these were the first two children. He killed his brother. He killed his brother. Became a vagabond, an outcast. And this was, as compared to now, nothing new under the sun. It started then, and it's going on, been going on, and it has developed into, oh, my God, it has developed into mass killings, not only by authority and governments and armies, individuals. It's like a everyday occurrence that there was a murder, a killing. And one of the commandments, God told man, say, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. And then was told that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So would it be fair to say that people don't love themselves? Could that be it? People just don't love themselves, and they get caught up in the system, because the system is not completely evil, but the system is geared toward that control type thing. A lot of evil goes on. You know, it's not being stopped. Seems like it's being perpetrated. To me, these are just my thoughts, my comments. It seems as though the government is perpetrating a lot of this by God being in control. His will is being done. no matter what, you know. What the enemy puts out there for evil, God, he can turn that thing around and make it good. He does turn it around and make it good. Okay? Nothing new under the sun. Let's keep it moving. Nothing new under the sun. Okay? All right. So there's murder. There's lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. There's sexual immorality, jealousy, hatred, fornication, adultery, lasciviousness. You know, it, all these things, they're not new. If we hear something on TV or hear someone speaking about crime being committed, it may be a little harsher than what we heard yesterday, but we get to the point to where it's, oh man, that is awful, boy, that's real bad. But we have to stop and understand that the prince of the power of the air is who? Who is the prince of the power of the air? You know, and he's working. He's got people working for him, you know, and he is a deceiver of the brethren. So we have to understand here, y'all, you know. We have to understand that since he is the prince of the power of the air, he's got a little power there. He got a little bit of power. He's got a little bit of power. And he gives that little bit of power that has the authority. He gives it to demons. And the demons, they get to possess the humans. Their mind gets distorted. Their physical being is under attack, constant attack, constant. And it's gotten to the point to where those things that are called good have been flipped upside down. The world's in chaos, constant chaos, constant. Just because we don't hear about it doesn't mean it's not going on. There are several countries in this world, several countries in this world, small, large, medium-sized countries, a lot of people, a handful of people. There's almost always there's almost always a fist balled up at somebody, you know, almost always a fist, you know, balled up against someone that they don't like, someone they don't care for, just to be doing something against someone, you know. Sometimes it gets to the point to which we can't understand what's going on, and we ask why, and you know, who, the who, what, when, where, why, and how. We get to ask these questions over and over and over almost every day. We run the same old question, but we don't have to. We have to get an understanding of what's going on, y'all. You know, we have to get an understanding of what's going on. Okay. Now let's see. I'm gonna do this like this. Now me, I'm gonna use me for an example, just real quick. Then I'll get back to the subject. Me, I ran rampant in the streets, New Jersey, New York. I didn't do nothing when I didn't live in Florida, but I went down for vacation. I didn't do nothing when I was on vacation in South Carolina. Now, this is back in the day, okay? Right? Just give you an example of what's what with me. I can't speak about nobody else but me. Thought I was doing a new thing when I was running the street because it was me, you know? I just knew I was doing a new thing, y'all. Hey, look at me. Hey, here I am. I'm here, y'all. Just look at me. Watch me. Hey, I'm going to stand out. Yeah. Come on, y'all. Y'all can pat me on the back now. Don't have to wait till later, you know. And just how it was, because I had gotten to that point to where I felt as though I was old enough to step out to do these things and not worry about no retaliation from anybody. Not necessarily that I had a gun or anything like that, but it's just the way I rolled, you know, and the people I dealt with. I lived in a not fancy, not rich part of town, but it was a well-to-do part of town. And when I hang out, I go and hang out with my friends in the projects, you know. I go out and hang out with them, y'all, you know, this and that. I'd drink everybody under the table, you know. I'd buy the weed. I'd buy the drinks. I'd fall. You know what I'm saying? I had the looks, y'all. Hey, I had it going on. And I thought, see, that was new to me. In my lifetime, even though I'd seen on TV with the black films back in the 70s and whatever, 80s, this was me. You know, this was a new thing for me. And my mind considered as being new, period. Nobody never did the things that I did. But, hey, I did them. And I didn't take responsibility. I just threw caution to the wind. And things I look back on, some things I don't even want to look back on, you know. But nothing new under the sun, y'all. Nothing new under the sun. No matter what I did, it wasn't new. It was same old, just different person doing it. Nothing new under the sun. And as I said, the murders, Cain killed his brother Abel. They were the first two kids in earth, and one kills the other. And this is not new. Maybe the method of the murder is a little different. We don't know how he killed his brother. We don't know. We just know he killed him. And it's going on today. Killing, 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 killing. No respect, no responsibility, no second thought, sometimes not even thinking. But nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. I worked at a jail in New Jersey, and this young man came through charged with murder. And he was on my tier, and he seemed like he was a little confused, or maybe they had given him some medication or something. I don't know. But I spoke with him, and I asked him. I said, you're a young man. You got a lot of potential going for you. You know, that happened. You know, what caused you to kill somebody? Now, this was back in the 70s. Yeah, this was back in the 70s, y'all. Back in the 70s. And a young man, I think it's what, 19, 18, 19, 20, something like that. Young buck. And I'm talking to him. He said, man, I don't even remember doing it. I don't remember killing nobody. He said he can't remember nothing. And he had this look on his face and his voice, you know. And it seems as though, to me, at that time, seemed like he was trying to tell me something, but he couldn't get it out. You know, it's like something had possessed him or taken control over him and used him to do this murder. And he said he can't remember. He was down for it, you know. And this was nothing new. Nothing new. Even by him being a young man, it didn't matter, because murder is murder. One person killing another person. One human taking the life of another human. You know? Murder's all the same, y'all. Whether you use your hands, a knife, a gun, a stick, whatever. A shovel, pitchfork, claw, you know? Whatever. Murder is murder. And it's not new. Most times we have time dealing with it, because it seems the victims are getting younger, and the assailants, they're getting younger too. And it's hard to understand what happened. Something happened. Something was taken away that these young people needed in their lives that they didn't have, and they just crossed the line. And you know, I'm thinking, just like this young man I asked, a lot of them, they seem as though they didn't care or didn't know or didn't realize that by them taking a life, their life was being taken also. And I can't see no glory in going to jail. I don't care if my boy is there or my gang is there. Ain't no glory in that because I don't have a life no more. My life is taken from me. I can't get up when I want to. Can't go to bed when I want to, you know. I can't go in the kitchen and get something to drink if I want to, you know. I can't smoke a blunt if I want to. I can't get that drink if I want to, you know. I can't kick it with my boys when I want to, you know. The whole mentality has been switched for some reason. More violence in the world now than ever has been. But it's the same thing over and over and over and over. Over and over and over and over. Nothing new under the sun, y'all. It may seem like it's new, but it's just new to us because we've never experienced it. Never happened before in our lifetime. Okay? So by me being out there thinking I'm doing a new thing, right? Hey, there's a new way to do this, y'all. You know, hey, look at me. I come up with a new way to do this over here. No, come on now. You know, I was looking for that glory in myself. I want people to look up to me and pat me on my back, rub my head, make me feel good. You know what I'm saying? It was a lust. It was a lust. It was a lust of the flesh, to the eyes, and that pride of life. It was just stuck in me, boy, I tell you. It was stuck in me. I seemed like I was the smallest guy hanging, but I had more going on for me. And I believe it was because of my mouth, you know. I'm a caregiver by trade, and I had a client. He's passed away. He used to call me a silver-tongued devil. Silver-tongued devil. I said, why you want to call me that, man? He said, well, you can talk just about anybody into doing anything you want them to do. Oh, okay, all right, okay. Even though I'd left that life behind, you know, it was kind of comical, but for him to say it, and nobody else has said anything like that before, nobody. And it's like, how did he see that? He never hung out with me, you know what I'm saying? He's a white guy, but, you know, after a while, the truth comes out, you know, and we get a meaning or understanding of certain things as time goes on, you know, not necessarily that it's held away from us, but it's not the time. The time's not right for that to come out, because see, if I would have heard that when I was hanging out in the street, oh my goodness, you talking about wow, oh God, oh, me and my curls, oh my God, boy. New York and Philly and where, all in Jersey. Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, I've probably been dead. Probably would have been dead a long time ago, you know. But nothing new under the sun. Now, God willing, tomorrow may be new to me. And whatever I do tomorrow, it reflects on something that was done when? Back in the day. Before I was born, you know. Before this country was inhabited by anybody, well, hey, it's just how it goes. Just how it goes. Okay? Yeah. Any comments? Any comments? No comments? My bad. Mic's on. Any comments? What I was saying earlier was that there's nothing new under the sun, and I use myself as an example to show that the things that I did and said back in the day, they were old when I did them. I thought they were new for me, but they were old. And the murders and whatever else, all this stuff is old. It's been going on since the beginning. Cain and Abel, he killed his, you know, Cain killed his brother like it wasn't nothing to it. And it's almost like the young men today. They will kill somebody. Now, they may run or try to hide or escape, but when they're found, they seem like these little weak and meek guys, you know? They're not the big, burly types, you know what I'm saying? The type of people that you might suspect to be out there causing a whole lot of panic, chaos, bearing people down. But these little guys, you know what I'm saying? And it's possible that maybe they are afraid themselves. It's possible they're afraid themselves, and they retaliate early, and they take the next guy out because they're afraid that that guy's going to take them out. You know? But nothing new under the sun. Any comment?
Good evening, everyone.
Good
sure
evening.
Is a blessing.
Good evening.
Just listening yes. in a little bit. And
uh-huh.
just thought I would kind of just come on and listen a little bit. But
okay.
Like you said, nothing new under the sun, which is true.
Nope.
You know, we look back years back when we was younger, you know, the bell bottoms was in style, the platform shoes. You
oh,
had
yeah.
the skinny jeans. You had the headbands, the hats, and all of that. And when the young people seen that, they laughed at us because of the way that we carried ourselves back then until it came back around. Now, everything that was back then is now. The bell bottoms,
yes,
the off-colored shirts with all of the different colors to them, and the platform shoes and everything, the hats, you know, and things. So it lets you know things come around that's already been, and they just use it in a different way that we see that's different when we've seen it, you know.
Right.
But it's the same sort of things that we wore and things back then when we was doing things. They have their own way of using it in their time zone. We had our way of using it in our time zone. But everything that's been said or done, even the converses, look at them. They make them all different kind of ways now. They make them till they come all the way up to your kneecap, you know.
Yes,
they make them with heels on them now, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
But all of this was what we wore when we was younger, growing up. And the price that you get now, look at the pants
goodness.
That they wear now. They go spend $50 for a pair of jeans with holes in them and patches on them. Well, that's what we wore when we was younger. We didn't have the money to buy too many pairs of jeans, so if we wore them to holes in them, then the mom and all of them, they'd patch them up. And we'd
they
be patched up, and we'd continue to wear them. But now they get paid the sell stuff like this, and they think it's cool.
Sir.
So you know,
cool.
It's a lot of things that have changed in a way, and our young people, they really didn't understand when they seen us with it, and they look at the way they're doing it now, how cool it is when we talk to them about it now, compared to it wasn't cool at all when we did it. So, you know, it's a whole world of change, and everything that we look at, like you said, before, been there, done that. So,
yes, sir.
And before our time, things was going on that we came about that we was doing that made a change in somewhat of a way, but was the same thing. We just did it in our time zone. So it's one of those situations, like you say, nothing new under the sun. We continue to live, and we continue to grow, and we continue to see these things. And once the little ones get up, they see these things, they're going to want to do something different but use within the same things that's there to be used. So,
there you go.
You know, life is funny that way. We see the change in our children, and they look at us and they say, oh, you don't know nothing about this. Well, they don't know that was us, you know.
Right.
We knew all about it because it was us. And we just go ahead and we continue to love them and pray for them and put them in God's hands. You know, some get mad, some fuss, but what we got to look at the lifestyle that we had when we was younger, the things that we did, and the way that we address certain situations. And we see our kids doing it, and we want to get down on them. But we can't get down on them because they're only doing the same thing we did in a different way.
what they
But
seen,
like you
right.
said, it's nothing new under the sun. We've seen this before. That's the reason why we tell them we already know about these things to try to protect you. But to no prevail, it don't work that way. So we have to pray. We have to let them get out there and do their thing, you know. But it don't mean that we don't stop, we stop encouraging them and things like that, you know. We continue to do that. But they're going to get out there and they're going to make their own mistakes the same way we did. And we just got to continue to love them and let them know, hey, when the mistake comes and they run back to you, well, I knew that it was coming up because I'd already been through it. And then they look and they don't understand what you're saying until you start explaining things to them. And they'd be like, well, you have been around this, huh? So that's the way, you know, I look at the situation of nothing new under the sun, you know, it's not.
Right. And on the other side, you know, that's in the natural. That's all in the natural, you know. And I've gotten to this point. Just, I can't speak about the next person, but I've gotten to this point to where I did enough of the world, and it you know, I thought it was satisfying, and it was the thing to do until, you know, there was something that told me there's something better than this, you know. And it's not necessarily that I wasn't going to go through any changes or any problems, but out there. You know, I remember one night I was out partying and drinking, and I can't remember going home. I can't remember driving home. I had a little Volkswagen diesel, and I was out. I drove it home. I don't remember, and parked it. So I was frustrated. I looked outside, didn't see my car. I was getting ready to call the cops and report my car stolen. And I said, no, let me walk down to the corner down here and see if it's around the corner. So I held off on calling the cops, reporting my car stolen, walked down the block, looked down the street. I had parked around the corner because there wasn't no parking spaces right there where I was living at. And I said, oh, my God. Man, you tell me, I was that drunk, I don't remember parking my car around the corner, you know. But these are things we went through during that time. We learned or should have learned from our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Even though we got some years on us or some time on us, we're trying to learn from our mistakes and try to, so to speak, live out the rest of our life kind of peaceful-like. You know, we don't like a whole lot of chaos and a whole lot of violence and a whole lot of disrespect and dishonesty, you know. But nothing new under the sun. What was going on then is going on now. God ain't never changed. He is the same God. It's my grandmother prayed to, and it's the one that I'm serving now. Nothing new under the sun. And even in the Word, God said, he said, I am God. I change not. And he is not a man that should lie, nor the son of man should repent. You know? So everything is going according to God's plan. You know?
Mm-hmm.
What the enemy puts out there for bad, God, he turns that thing up for good. He turns it up for good. Because I should have been dead a long time ago, and there was a couple of situations. And it wasn't that my life flashed before my eyes, but there were some thoughts that flashed before my eyes, and I'm thinking, well, hey, I guess they're going to take me out. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't nothing I can do. They're going to kill me. They're going to kill me. You know, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand up. But see, the enemy, he meant that thing for bad. Even though the guy had a gun, he had it out, just getting ready to shoot me. God turned the thing around, man. He turned it around, bro. I'm standing right
there. He'll do it.
His eyes were big as what? His eyes were big as softballs, bro, in Brooklyn. I'm waiting on the bus to go to work. And I had just bought a wallet that day, new wallet. And I didn't leave my money at the rehab. I was staying at rehab, but I had a job. So I'm standing at the bus stop. I bought this wallet, and it had a zipper where you put your bills. There was a zipper back there. And that's where I had all my money, except about $10 or so. I had it out where you could see it. So this guy, he comes up. I'm standing there, and I see all these cards and a wallet on the ground. So he come up and accused me of stealing his wallet, not his money. I stood my ground. And, you know, he had a gun, but, hey, I wasn't giving up. I was not giving up, you know, because I had believed in God. Not to the point to where I say, well, oh, God, he got this. No, man, I was a little fearful, but I knew that God, he had it. He had it under control. And I pulled my wallet out and opened it up, and that guy looked at my wallet, you know, and he, like I said, he was high. He might have been off of, I don't know what he called it, but some PCP or something. And he looked at my wallet, and he said, man, you ain't got my money. And he put the gun back in his pocket. He went on down the street. Now, see, that's God. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, if I would have been out there doing what I used to do, that guy, he wouldn't ask no questions. He would just walk up, pop me, took my wallet, and go like this. And see, I can say that story, it relates to experiences that I've been with other people and seen this happen to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the plan that God had for them, they more or less weren't interested in it because they stayed in that way instead of changing their life, you know? And if once we get to that point and we see there's a better way, because there was a better way for other people, you know what I'm saying? There was a better way for other people.
It always is.
Yeah, and they didn't change. They didn't change, and they are no more. Like the word says, they couldn't be found. You know, they're gone. You know, but we are still here because there was a purpose for our life. God, His will is going to be done by whoever He uses. So we might mm-hmm. even go on and step up and do our part. What has been put out there for us to do, you know. And go ahead and use our life like it should be used, you know, and not just giving up or throwing up and addicted to this and addicted to that, and we can't deal unless, you know, once upon a time I couldn't deal unless I had a drink. I'd open up the bar, I go to the bar in my uniform from the jail, 7 o'clock in the morning, I made a couple of drinks, and I was good to go, you know. But I was setting a pattern in my life like I had seen other men set a pattern in their life. And their life came to nothing, you know. And I quickly got my head together. I said, wait a minute, I can't be going down there like that. Look at this. The guy, he, you know, hey, he can't even deal unless you got a drink. And I'm getting that same way, and I'm just throwing my life away. But too many lives have been thrown away because of, you know, so people doing for themselves and not think about the next man in line. It's been happening for the longest. For the longest. We see evidence. Our young people come up, you know, and I told my kids, real my kids, I told them, I said, look here. I said, y'all don't have to do what your daddy did, you know. You don't have to do what your daddy did, you know. I did it for you already. So get your lives together and do something better than what I did. Because, you know, most of the time they call it generational curses,
mm-hmm.
where the granddaddy was doing it and the daddy was doing it, then the son was mm-hmm. doing it, and then the, you know, you have to break that somewhere along the line.
Yes.
But only until God's spirit wakes up a person will they realize and understand. You know, ain't nothing new under the sun. Ain't nothing new I can do tomorrow. They ain't been done before. Just stop trying to do, you know, the normal. The normal. Do something that's going to better me and my family. You know, help my family out some kind of way or other. And the only way to do that is by separating myself from the world, you know, being a respectful person, being an honest person. And God, He will use us to do for Him, do His will. You know, we live according to God's plan. Other people see our life, our lifestyle, and it should be an example for them to want that also, you know. Not necessarily saying they want my car, what kind of car I got, or they want the kind of house we live in, no. They'll want that inner peace that God's spirit brings about. for us. You know, his inner peace, bro. If we get that inner peace, sometimes what they talking about on the news and all this stuff going on around us, it will touch us now, but it won't have us going through no changes like going out there to get a gun or to pay somebody back, you know, or go out there and spray paint somebody's car, you know, or call people all kind of names and spray paint it on the side of the building and stuff, you know. That spirit, it will help us not to do those things, and we can become better people.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're caught up in the world, we can be separate from the way the world is dealt, you know. We here, this is life. This is life for all of us. I ain't gonna have no financial problems. No, man, we have financial problems from the time we start making money until we die. It's a part of life. For some, not for all, but we can do what's meant for us to do. We were put here on this earth for a reason. We were born or birthed into this world for a reason. It wasn't to satisfy ourselves or see how much we can accumulate in our lives. No, we were put here for a reason. We were put here, and we're still being sustained by God's Spirit, His Holy Ghost Spirit. We're being sustained, you know? And the only time that we have been devoured, you know, spit up and spit out, it's when we turn to sin. We want to do evil. We want more than our share, you know? We want to be like somebody else, you know what I'm saying? But the Spirit of God, He'll come in and He'll direct us in which way to go. We just need to stick with it. We need to just stick with it, you know? Because evil draws you, you know? Evil will draw you. I tell you, it will draw you. You see something jumping off or hear about something jumping off, your mind goes to work. Oh, I remember when I had my peace back in the day. Wasn't nobody going to bother me when I had my peace, you know? And that causes a person to be drawn right back out into the world and be destroyed, you know? And what was meant for them, it's gone. Their blessing and on the spiritual side, it's gone. The blessing of health, the blessing of wealth, you know, the blessings of God, the spiritual blessings, they're all gone. They're all gone because they weren't used properly. We don't put ourselves in that proper place in order to receive from God. And we get caught up in the past. Nothing changes. But we have an opportunity to change. It's happened before, and it can happen again. You know, if the person that was smoking the crack across town in 15 years, it can happen to them. It's happened in the past. It can happen to the next man. You know, but once we get to that point, we reach a hand out and we pull that next man up. We have to. We can't be like Cain and Abel. Just because yours is better than mine don't mean I have to take you out. You know? But it's happening. It's happening. People are overlooking the Spirit of God. And they're caught up in the spirit of evil. And it's not going nowhere no time soon. It's not going nowhere anytime soon until, as the Bible says, the last sinner has repented. And when God has his number, it's done. It's finished. But until that time, we don't necessarily just lay back and chill and wait for better things to come. No. These things happened back in the day. They're still happening now. They are still happening now. The kids being kidnapped, women being kidnapped, men, people being kidnapped and we can't find them. We don't know where they're at. All this stuff happened back in the day. It's still happening. But we can have a better life if we give up to God and let His Spirit work within us working within them. Any last comments? That's it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say, you know, as we look at life now, when we was younger growing up, there was a lot of things that was going on, crazy stuff and everything, but seemed like the world has just got worse over the years past, and it seems like people care less about people anymore than they did back then.
Right.
Because back then, you had families that cared about other families.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you don't have a lot of families that care about other families, as long as they can take care of what they have to take care of for their family. Then you do what you have to for yours. They don't, they're not out there to look after yours no more like it used to be. We'd be outside playing and be away from home. We never had to worry about someone looking after us or the parents worried about us, because wherever we was, that family or whatever parents that was around, they was looking out for us too and taking care of things to where we didn't get ourselves in a mess and in trouble. Nowadays, you don't have that like we did. The parents is a whole lot younger and immature than they was then. You know, the fathers and mothers, they took care of business and what they had to take care of then. And the first thing they tell you, if you go play, you better behave yourself if you go over to such and such's house and everything, because if I hear about you not doing what you're supposed to do, then you're going to get it when you get home. And don't let them mess around and have to call your parents and tell them that you acting up. You know what to expect by the time you got home. Now
and
the kids go out any and everywhere, and you don't know where they are or where they might end up at. So you know, it, like you said, it's been a change in things, but they're still doing the same things that we did, but we did it in more of a respectful way, because there's not enough respect for the things that they do anymore. I mean, even though we did our things, we had respect around certain people and things like that.
And we
would do it, but we would respect certain ones we come around. But now, they don't care who you are, what the deal is, or what they do. You don't matter. You know, there's no respect for you. You know.
None.
So, you know, that's things that we go through in the world nowadays, and not enough communication between the young people and parents and family enough to be able to make a change, because God has brought us and kept us here for a reason in this world. We've been through situations where we should have been dead and gone, but we look at the situation of life the way God brought us through every situation. I had a guy just got out of prison from killing a man. Pulled a .30-30 rifle out of his trunk. Well, we were just getting ready to move on, you know, because we didn't know what was going on. And he pointed it straight at my head and told me not to move. Well, I took another step, and I was like, well, you know, I'm going ahead. And he told me, he said, I'm telling you, don't move, man. So I stopped, looking straight down the barrel of that .30-30 rifle. And all of a sudden, I don't know what the change was then, because I was out into the world like he was. He just kind of come to himself and put the gun down, and he apologized to me because he knew me. We grew up, knew me for years. But the thing was, where he was on the drugs and stuff of his own, and the guy that was with us, we didn't know that he had then went while he was in prison and stole everything out of his house, because he took off the road. And we didn't know what the deal was, so we just was going to walk off and, you know, go on. We didn't know that it was him he was after. So something could have came down, wrong place, wrong time, for us to be. And he could have pulled that trigger, and that been it. But God was there to protect and take care of me. And that's because of all the prayers of the mothers, the mothers of the church, and everything that was praying for their children. They was praying for everybody's children. I was covered by the blood of Jesus in order to, for this time, to be able to do what we do now, to be able to share our stories to these young people and tell them about what Christ can do in your life and the change he can make if you want it. So, you know, we just got to keep on, keep on teaching, keep on praying, keep on letting them know whether they're taking it or not. That's not going to be us. God have to take care of that part. We just have to do our part and continue to do what we're supposed to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. And with that, you know, as I said, there's nothing new under the sun.
That's right.
Now, there was the world was destroyed by water once upon a time, but it was destroyed. And before that, the water, the world was destroyed by water because of so much wicked and evilness in the world. Men's minds were constantly on how to do evil, you know. And then the people were scattered once upon a time. They, hey, they was all one language. There was one kind of people, and they just built a tower to heaven, you know. And God scattered them and diverse languages. And
shook them up.
People just went, shook them up. That's right, shook them up. But nothing new under the sun. Now there is through the word of God, there is destruction coming down the pike because the world has gotten to that point once again.
Once again,
people have gotten there. So the word tells us that if we don't get it right, we are going to be lost. And it's not necessarily out in the woods, lost in the dark. No, our soul is going to be dark, and we will have to spend eternity in the lake of fire. And
So there
is opportunity, another opportunity.
A lot of blood's running warm in your veins.
Yeah. While we got opportunity right now to just ask God for forgiveness. For forgiveness and go to Jesus Christ. He is the mediator between God and man. And right about now, reconciliation is the thing. God turned his back on man because of sin in the world, but his son, Jesus Christ, he came into the world not to destroy the world, but that men have to be saved. And that word saved, means you've been rescued. It means have been rescued from something. You know, your life has been spared. So being saved by asking for repentance, asking for forgiveness, we have an opportunity, a chance.
Everyone.
Salvation has appeared to everyone, not just me and my family. It's appeared to the guy on the street selling drugs. It's appeared to
him too.
But he has opportunity. He has opportunity. And while the blood is still running warm in his veins, as you said, all he got to do is say, Lord, forgive me. Put that down.
That's right.
What he's doing on the street. Come on. Come on in the house.
That's right.
Praise God.
Make a change in your life.
Been a fruitful,
and live for the better.
Yes, sir. Been a fruitful conversation. Good night, everyone. Shalom.
Praise the Lord. Shalom.
Shalom.